The Siyata Deshmaya, today's daf is the Ayin Vav in the Masechus Yuma. How our daf is going to continue. As Rav Dovi said, yesterday's daf had so many ragaditas that we heard as kids about the Mun, so it's going to continue with the Agada about the Mun. And then on the bottom of Ayin Vav Man Aleph, we're going to talk about the five Inuyim and what their sources are. These dafim are not very difficult, so let's see the Siyata Deshmaya cut through them. Five words, last five words on Ayin Hanan Beis. Davar Acher, Lechem Avirim. The Pasuk said, Lechem Avirim Ochal Ish, in Tilim Ayin Ches, and we had used to that Pasuk to describe the Mun, that the Mun was absorbed into our Avarim. Here, Chazal Darshan, differently on top of Ayin Vav, and Al Zed Yoshua, Sheyorah Loi Mun Kineget Yisrael. That it's a reference to Yoshua. Somehow Yoshua is connected to the Mun. How? Ksiv Achal Ish, but the Pasuk says, Lechem Avirim Achal Ish. Uksiv Hasan, in regards to Yoshua, it says, Kach Lechaz Yoshua ben Un Ish Asher Ruach Boy. Yoshua is referred to also as an Ish. So when the Pasuk says, Achal Ish, it's making reference to Yoshua the Gemara.
What does it mean to make it clear? What does it mean to make it clear? So she had as much as everybody together?
Kineged Kol Yisrael. Good question. If you take a look at Rashi, so Rashi says as follows. Rashi says Sha'ola Moshe Ad Tfumei Ahor, that Yeshua went up all the way to Har Sinai on towards the top. Shneimar Vayokam Moshe Yeshua Mesharsa Vayal Moshe Lahar Sinai Vehimtin Lo Yeshua Sham Kol Mem Yom. So Yeshua was there for 40 days. Shneimar. The way we understand this, Vayishma Yeshua is Kol Am Bira'a. And Yeshua is there with Moshe Rabbeinu coming down. He heard it for the first time. It sounds like Yeshua wasn't there. So Rashi is explaining that Yeshua is up on the mountain, and the Mun came down at that time, Kineged Kol Yisrael, b'schus Yeshua, that was already up on the mountain. That's the reference of Ish. Kineged Kol Yisrael means that it was the schus. Of Yoshua.
So he himself didn't
eat them. Right. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't eat.
Maybe
the
same thing as Moshe, because it says that, didn't it say yesterday, 2 days ago, that Moshe Rabbeinu, that the pasuk that we used him, he went up, he didn't eat or drink anything. So Yoshua is also up and down.
The pasuk. But the Pashtus of Rashi, I agree, you could say that, but the Pashtus of Rashi is that it came down for him, Kineged Kol Yisrael. It came down so that Yeshua would also be able to eat. Because Yeshua would have, Rabbeinu Yochum learns that the amount of Mun that came down was as much that came down for all of Klal Yisrael. But that's a little bit difficult. Why would you need so much come down for him? Okay. But that's what's the Kineged is. Good. In fact, Gemara Ve'ema Moshe, but maybe it was for Moshe. In other words, this would go against either you would say it goes against, no, but that's not going to be good. That to say, yeah. So I'll erase that for a moment. Ve'ema Moshe, maybe it came down Moshe. It's a reference to Moshe. Dachsiv, Ve'ish Moshe Anam Me'od. So that's also, he's also called a Nish. So it says Mar, Dun Ish Mi Ish, Vein Dun Ish Mi Veha Ish. So it was B'schus Yoshua, so that, according to Rashi's Pshat, that he would be able to eat. Period. Shalu Talmidah Vesra Bishim Bayechai. If Neimai Lo Yorad Lehem Di Yisrael Mon Pamachas B'shana. Why is it that had to come down every day? Let the Mon come down once, and they store it, and have it for the entire year. Amel Etzer Rashi said, Em Shalachan Mashal. I'll give you a mashal. He has one child. And he writes him, he gives him his credit card. He gives him a credit card that has a year validity. It works for a year. So every year he gives him a credit card. And then the kid is able to buy whatever he wants for a year. So pasuk lo mizonos pamachas b'shana. But why does the father go to why does the kid go to ask his father? To stop, to give his father nachas? No, it's to ask for the credit card to buy things. So the kid, his father gets to see the kid once. Pamachas b'shana. Upasag Zanos. So then, so Ahmad, so what did the father do? Upasag, he stopped. Upasag Zanos, he gave his child food every day. And this way the father saw his child every day. So what happened was, if people had four or five children, from here you see from the Gemara, four or five just means a large family. So here in Eretz Yisrael, that only if you have 15 kids is a large family, from this Gemara is mashmanat that way. That already having four or five children is considered a significant size family, that he'd be worried. But now there's a parent with four or five sons. Maybe with every son comes girls too, I don't know. Banim probably means children. By the way, the Gemara says four or five sons is already considered a decent sized family. And then the father begins to worry how he's going to feed all of his kids. If he had one or two kids, he wouldn't be so worried. He'd figure it out. He'd scrape it together. And the Farshim say that we already learned that the parents would be able to buy from the merchants near the Midbar. That the Gemara made reference, right? So, but if it's four or five kids, then they wouldn't have been able to find enough food. Nimtzu kula meis, and then the children would die. Birav. So nimtzu kula mechubanis limal avi and shabashanaim. So because we needed the mon, because we had families with four or five kids, so then their hearts were close towards Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Davar acher shayoychan oisek kishulcham. Another reason I came down every day is in order to have it warm, the food warm. The davar acher mipnei maso yaderech. Also, if we would get it once a year, then we'd have to schlep it with us. So the Gemara now says these great Tanoim were involved in talking about the man. Yeah.
Can we just say? I mean, yesterday we went on a whole thing that ended the Gemara about talking about the man who's absorbed in the body.
Right.
The man who's absorbed in the body doesn't need to come every day. I would say if you just got it, couldn't the man just last you ate once a year? And
right. Okay. Interesting. Why did the Gemara ask? You know, just there should have been a pill that will last for a year. Yeah.
Once a year, just to
So these Tanoim were sitting together. Rabbi Lazar Amodia Yoshebeinim, and Rabbi Lazar Amodia was sitting amongst them, and he said a wild chiddush. Nen Rabbi Lazar Amar Man Shidar Len Yisrael, the man that came down to Klal Yisrael, Gavaya Shishim Amma. It was piled 60 amas. 60 amas is quite a few stories of building. Amalei Ritarfen Modiyin. They refer to Rabbi Lazar as Modiyin. Ad Masayatam Megavdei B'Dvarim. For how long will you continue to exaggerate? Umevi Oleinu. And bring us proof. You know, this is exaggeration. Bring us proof. So he gave him a cheshbon why he said it wasn't stam that he was exaggerating. That there's a reason why he said 60 yamas. Amalei Rebbe Mikra Nidar. She says I'm basing myself on a pasuk. That is the height of the water by the marble. We know that the pasuk tells us that the water was so had flooded the world to the point that the highest mountain had 15 amos of water above it. So he asks like this: Chamesha esrei amos be'emek, v'chi chamesha esrei amos be'emek, v'chamesha esrei amos b'shvela, v'chamesha esrei ba'arim. So how did it work that you had 15 amos? Where it was a low plain, it was 15 amos, and then when it was Mount Everest, so there it was also 15 amos. How could that be? So it was almost like steps. V'chi maya shuri shuri kaini? Did the water stand like steps? So that, in other words, that seems difficult. V'oy teifa haichasagya. And how did the teva float on the water? It reaches a certain point, then it runs into the water. So it would seem to be that the water was straight. Ella. So rather what happened as follows. You have to read the pasuk as follows. Nifku kol ma'inos toim rabba. That the underwaters of the world opened up. In other words, the subterranean components underneath the world opened up. And water rushed up throughout the world, flooded the world, up until the highest mountain, the Hadar, and then afterwards, Chamesh Yisrei Amma Mala Gogra Mayim. Then it rained another 15 amas. Okay, so you have 15 Amos, you have the world flooded from below, and then another 15 Amos, that, and it covered the highest point, and another 15 Amos of water that came down from Shemayim. Says in Mark, the Chi and Rebbe Elazar Midot. Chi Ezen Midam Ruba Midtav Midipram. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whenever he does something, will always do it as a chesed, even better than he'll do punishment. Aviyomer Midatav Ruba Midas Paranis. The Midas Paranis who all met. So what exactly, how much did it rain? Varuvos HaShemayim Niftahu. That the Mabul came down from Shemayim with two Aruvos. Now, an Aruva is a skylight, like a window. So it came down as if in Shemayim they opened up two skylights and the water came gushing down. Yet when it comes to the Mon, it says even more than that was opened up from Shemayim. So the Pasuk in Tehillim Ayin Ches describes the Mon coming down. So what do you see? There, how much came down? Dalsei Shemayim. So the doors of heaven were open. Now what's larger, a door or a window, a skylight? The answer is a door is basically twice the size of a skylight. So Gemara says as follows, V'tana kama rubos yesh bedelas, it's four times the size. How many skylights that correspond to a door? Arba, so it's four, okay. Harei kan shmona, so that means that there were two dlasos of four arubos. Okay, so that's two. That's Sacha called eight arubos. The nimsa man shiara len Yisrael gavai shishim ama, because the what came down was 15. Four times 15 is 60. So that's where I got my cheshbon from. Says Rabbi Lazar Mudoi. Okay, so that's where he got his cheshbon. Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Isim en Yehuda aner man shiara len Yisrael in iskaber v'oyle. The man piled up so high. Ashuroyim he said kol malchei Yisrael v'marav. My enemies, Tzarek, are my enemies. It's a good question why we're thinking about that. We just had a beautiful ride to the Rabbin. Why, in Shalosh Shudas, the tradition is to emphasize our table that we're setting up, which is clearly the Shulchan Lefnei Hashem, is Neged Tzarek, is against our enemies. So here, we, Chazal understand, reference to the Mun, that the Mun showed our enemies that Kadosh Baruch Hu was looking out for us. The pasuk also says, "Koisi revoya," that my cup overflows. Amar Abaye Shmamina. He say, "David la alma de osik," that the cup of David Amelech is going to be used in the next world. And what's how big is it going to be? Masan v'esim v'chad lo gemasik. It's going to be the gematria of revoya. Shnemer koisi revoya. The word of revoya is the gematria hachi have, and that is 221. Okay, what exactly that signifies? I guess we'll have to leave for Shalshud this one time. For Shalshud is tired. The Gemara goes back to the original discussion of Rabbi Elazar Amadoi. The Gemara had gone off on a tangent because it wanted to finish off the pasuk of Parak Lefanai Shulchan Tzarek and Koisi Revoya. So Halei Damya says the Gemara, but the man is not like the man Babel. Hasam Parvin Yon. There it took 40 days for the water to come down. Hacha Chadashata. And here it only took one moment. So then it must have. Then it's not likely that the same amount of man came down in such a short period of time, where it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. So the Gemara says, on the other hand as well, Hasam the Kulei Alma. There the rain needed to cover the entire world. Hachal Yisrael Lechudei. But here it's just B'nai Yisrael alone. So then V'nafesh L'tvei. So then in such a case, the Mun should even be high, piled up higher. So the Gemara says, Rav Lozer Mudoi. Rav Lozer didn't say that he Stam. He didn't say this is as far as his own. Psicha, psicha, gomer. The Gzera Shava, he learned from the words psicha. That it says, V'dalsi Shemayim Pasach, in regards to the Mun. And it says, by the Mabla, Rubas HaShemayim Niftachu. So it's Gzera Shava. In a Hanami, it's not Nistaber. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to change some of the physics. Okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the physics, and he changes the physics, and he adjusts the physics. So in a Hanami, that's the Drasha. Okay. Now we go back to our Mishnah. We learned in Unzur Ha'elikim Mishnah, Osar Ba'achila. then Yom HaKippurim it's also to eat. And we learn that there's also Shtir Rechitza Sichu B'Nil Sassan with Tashu Shamita. And the Gemara assumes that's five, even though it's six, but we're going to see shortly that Shtir is included in Achila. So Gemara immediately says, Hani Chamisha Inuyin Kenegim Mi. Where did we get any remnants in the Torah about these five Inuyim? So Gemara says, you just look it up. It says he sent five times. The Gemara counts them out. The Gemara says, Uva Asar. That's in Bamidbar Chavtes. Also, HaKadosh Shvi HaZeh Mikrokosh HaKam Nisim Esnat Shuseichem. And then it says, Ach Also, HaKadosh Shvi HaZeh Yigar Makikur Mikrosh HaKam Nisim Esnat Shuseichem. That's the Yigar Chav Gimel. Shabbat Shabbos and Hulachem Bi Nisim Esnat Shuseichem Chav Gimel again. Shabbat Shabbos and Hulachem Bi Nisim Esnat Shuseichem Va Yigar Tezayim. Hoys Lachem Nufu Katsoen V'Chadosh Shvi Also HaKadosh Tanu Esnat Shuseichem Va Yigar Tezayim as well. This one being Chav Pasu Chavtes. There are five Lashon of Inuyim. Says the Gemara, Anachan Mishavit, Anan Shisa Tanan. You mentioned six. Says the Gemara, Shtia Bichlal Achili, that Shtia is included in Achila. Shneemar, Bachalk of Neshel Nekecha, Meiser Dog, Degoncha, Tiresh Chavitzerecha. So when we talk about Achila, we talk about eating Meiser. So Dogon, that makes sense, eating. Tiresh is wine. So Tiresh Chamru, it's called wine, the Karile Bachalta. So you see that drinking is also included in Achila, and therefore it's not a separate klal. Says the Gemara, how do you know that that's the meaning of the tirosh, of that wine? So it's Gemara, three lines from the bottom, Mimai, the Dilma Achila, Ayde Anigram. Maybe over there the wine is with the Anigram. The Anigram is a special concoction that we have, we've learned about in Maseches Brachos, correct? There was a big discussion about the bracha, of what is the ikar, what is the tafel, but the bottom line is that the Anigram was there's an expression in English for it. What is it? A shake. It was a type of shake that was as much a food that they happened to have that it was wine in it. Domer of Rav Shmuel, Anigron Mayed Silka. That Anigron is beet, is a beet shake. Aksigron Mayed Kula Shilka. That is other vegetables that are put inside. But the bottom line is, it's not a regular drink. It's a potion that's like a shake. And shakes, if they still have some of the tzura of the vegetables and so on, or the fruits, then it would get a eitz or a adamah. So therefore, it's not just simply the drink of wine. So therefore, when it says tirosh, you can still have a right. If you say by tirosh, it's called achila v'chalta, and we're talking about wine. So then in such a case, then that wine might have been an anigron. If it's an anigron, so then other shtia might be a separate thing and not include an achila. So therefore, the Gemara needs another pshat. Elomar vachav ayakum mehachav minasat lekesuch asher tavinam shachav babokar batzayim beyayin ubeshevar. So that the pasuk says that when you bring meiser sheini, there it says shechar, which is yayin shesiu, and yet kari rachmana vachalta. Yet the third refers to it as achalta. Answers the Gemara, no, that's also not a raya. So again, that would be a raya that drinking is considered achila. Says the Gemara, no, also not a raya. Mimai, v'dil mohachanami da'afal yidea nigron. So you say the same thing? It was an anigron. Says the Gemara, no, it can't be a nigron because shefer ksiv. We're talking about, it also said beer. And what type of beer? Midi de mishaker. Or an intoxicated drink, not beer. An intoxicated drink. That's something that's mishaker. So if it's mishaker, then it's not a nigron, because a nigron is a vegetable shake. Says in Gemara, no. How do you know that we're talking about straight up wine? The Dilma Dvela Keilos. Maybe we're talking about date, a type of date that was intoxicating. These dates were intoxicating. Excuse me, figs. These figs were intoxicating. The sanya, as we learn in regards to a koyin that's usher to go into the migdash, the sign achol dvela kilos v'shasu dvash v'cholok nichos l'migdash chayiv. So the Gemara says maybe we're not talking about regular wine. El yal sheishefar minazir. The Gemara says no, we are talking about regular wine because you see by nazir mala halan yain, that just like when it comes to nazir, Rashi says sheikhar al teish, that says sheikhar there, and there it's clearly wine. Afkan yayin v'tirosh chamrus. So too over here, when it's afkan yayin. So too over here is referring to yayin. Period. Says the Gemara, tirosh chamrus. Are you convinced really that it's wine? But we have another braisa. So you're right. When it comes to nazir, that's going to work. The problem is that there's another braisa. About Tanya, I know you're not. Mina tirosh also becoming in the sika. But the halacha is that if you're mudar hanah from the tirosh, you're not allowed to have other peros. Umudar biyayin. So tirosh is referring to peros. It's not. So you see the farish that it's not considered wine. Says Amara, all right. So you've got proofs that are going in opposite directions. The la kamru, it's really, it's not wine. Vaksin. The tirosh, you know, the sulos. Now when it comes to tirosh, it causes a person to reveal. You know the basulos, it shapes inside of him to reveal the secrets that are inside. You know the basulos, that to reveal the things that are closed up inside of him. So what do you see? Dabra bamin atirosh, you know the basulos. So you see that though, that wine that comes from grapes, that's you know the basulos. So what do we see? That tirosh is considered wine. Another proof, the Gemara says, "Vaksi v'tirosh yikavecha yifrotzu," that you will have lots of tirosh in your yekev. Now, yekev is clearly the place where they make the wine. So again, that seems to indicate that it refers to wine. The Gemara says that's not such a riot. Dovra abani being that tirosh, you could read it that something that comes from the tirosh yikavecha yifrotzu, that they will have a lot of grapes, and wine will come out of it. But not necessarily that the wine is called the tirosh. Maybe the tirosh is the grapes. So Gemara tries another pasuk. Vaksiv zus yayin, znus yayin, v'tirosh yikach lev. That when it comes, the eating of grapes and yayin takes the heart. So what does that mean? That means yikach lev means takes the heart, means causes the person to become drunk. So what would that be? That cannot be. That the eating of the grape itself, if you're going to learn that tirosh is a grape, it can't be referring to the grape, it must be referring to the wine. So we see that when it comes to the wine is clearly the definition of tirosh. Ella de kule alma, tirosh chamra. So you have to say tirosh is chamra, like we had said, when it came to nadarm, that we said by nadarm, if you say tirosh, you're not talking about wine. Then we're talking about the way people speak, and people do not speak of wine as being tirosh. By my karle yayin, by my karle tirosh. So why are some things called yayin, some tirosh? Yayin shemei yulala la'ayla. So yayin brings yulala. It causes znus. The pasuk like miloshen taniya vaniya. Tirosh. Why is it called tirosh? Kol ha-mizgariba, whoever is dragged into wine, nasa rash. This is a makar that Chazal understood alcoholism as being an addiction. That here Chazal say whoever gets drawn into wine, shekol ha-mizgariba, will become poor. And people who become addicts, that often happens, that they spend everything on it. So the bottom line is that when it comes to tirosh, and when it comes to yayin, yayin does mean tirosh means yayin, and therefore when the pasuk says achila by tirosh, so then that shows that drinking wine is also called achila, and that is why shtia is included in achila. Rav Kahana keeps up this topic. He asks, siv tirosh, v'karinan tirosh. Okay, what does that mean? You could read it one way, and you could read it another. So, you could read tirosh without a vav. And you can read tirosh with a vav. So if you read it zacha, not sirosh. If you read it the right way, if you treat it the right way, then you read it the right way, then it becomes your head. Lo zacha, but if you don't use it the right way, tirosh. Rush means an ani, that it could cause a person to become poor. Okay. The best way to read the next Gemara is probably v'hainu d'rova. The Rava Rami, and this is consistent with Rava because Rava asked. See, the pasuk, the famous pasuk, in Tilim Kav Dalid, the Yayin Yisamach Levav Enosh. So the above learning is also similar to this pasuk in Tehillim, that Yayin is Nisamech. We have this also in the beginning of the sixth parak of Brachas. Ksiv, but the pasuk is written Yud, Shin or Sin, not clear, Mem Ches. So is it Yishmach or is it Yismach? The Karina Bey, actually more precisely, Yisamach, causes a person to have joy. Zacha, if he uses wine right, misampa. Loi zacha, mishamamoy. Makes him empty. This should be put, we should put into our Purim Musar Shmuz. That is, if he's zochet, could be misamech. If not, mamish empties him. It removes all his chachma. V'hainu do my rabba, chamra v'rechane, paktim. That wine and the psalmim made him smart. In other words, that he used, Rava knew, and what's the expression, to know how to hold his wine? Rava knew how to use wine, and that was Zochet, the great Chachma for him. Chasa Chalila, the opposite, then it's the opposite. The Gemara continues in regards to the Inuyim. Rechitza v'sicha minal ladikri Inuy. Okay, you said that there are five different Inuyim, and therefore they correspond to another two of Rechitza and Sicha. The question is, how do you know that that's called Inuy? Answers the Gemara from Pasuk of Daniel. Now we're going to talk about Daniel, his trials and tribulations, and Daniel fasted and deprived himself in Davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So the Pasuk says, Lechem chamudos le'echalti, basar v'yayin lo'yba elpi, v'soich lo'yisachti. So Daniel describes that he didn't eat and he didn't anoint himself. My lechem chamudos le'echalti, what does that mean? Amar Yudav, Breder of Shmuel Bashilas, afil na'am d'chita d'kaisa lo'achol. Even the most simple type of bread, he didn't eat. He didn't eat any of that. Okay, so it says that he deprived himself. So Gemara asks, but wait a second. But how do you know that these things that we're counting, that he did inuy on himself, how do you know that that corresponds to the inuy that we have in the Torah? So Gemara answers, when you began to fast and daven, now this is a good Gemara for us to do before Shilas and the Talmud, that the Gemara is telling us, the Pasuk in Daniel is also teaching us that a tainus is poteach tfila, a tainus is a time for us to be misanus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu notices his fasting. It wasn't that he just noticed the davening. He noticed his fasting, l'sas l'fnei l'kecha, nishmu dvarecha, v'ani basi bedvarecha, kichamu dosata. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu noticed it, and he called all the things that he did a tainus. So Gemara is assuming that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called it a tainus, so then that's considered part of the inui of a ta'anit. Right. We often don't think of it, that the tainus we translate, in America we translate tainus as a fast day. But the shorish is inui. So the Gemara is saying that this is one of the forms of inui. So Gemara says, ashkechon sicha. So fine. Sachlo sachti. He didn't anoint himself, but I need to know what is the source for rechitza. Rechitza minala. Amar avzutra breidruf, tov ya'amek parah, because the pasuk says in Tehillim, here we're talking about the Rishayim. The Rishayim, they, everything gets absorbed into the body. When they're going to be punished, the water will, those things will come inside of them, like water goes inside of them, like oil goes into their bones. That's how they will absorb punishment. So what do we see? We see kamayim bikirbay is equated kashem kashemen ba'atzmaisa. So we see that the water and the sicha are put together. Rechitza is mayim bikirbay, says the Gemara, and so therefore if it's equated with shemen, so both of them are considered inuim, because we saw by the meal that that's called inuim. The Gemara ve'ima kishtiya, but maybe what it means when we talk about that tavim mayim bikirbay, that the punishments go inside of the rasha like water that goes inside of the person. Maybe it doesn't mean that the rechitza is considered as if it goes into the person. Maybe we're talking about the way water is drunk by a person. The Gemara says that's difficult. Dumya the shemen. The pashas is that we're talking about something like oil, because the pasuk says kamayim bekeret the shemen ba'atzvaisa. So therefore, if it's dumya the shemen, so then it must be ma shemen ma abroi, just like the oil is outside. So too, when it comes to the water, we're also talking about that which is outside, and therefore we're talking about rechitza. So that's in the Tukar, that inui includes rechitza. The Gemara continues to ask, "Vatani itcha kanasid la." But we have a Tana that says that understood the pasuk the opposite way. What is the Tana saying? Minayin l'sicha shi kishtia b'yom HaKippurim. How do we know that sicha is like drinking on Yom HaKippurim? In other words, sicha is not equated with rechitza, but sicha is equated with drinking. So how do we see the Tana understood the pasuk? He understood the pasuk in regards to sicha kishtia. In other words, that the pasuk is talking about drinking. So therefore, you don't have a makar for rechitza from atalei kamayim, because what is atalei kamayim talking about? Drinking. And the halacha is that sicha is aser like drinking. But rechitza, we have no makar. So Ravashi needs to say, Luchat. Elo Ravashi, rechitza mikufe de krash miyale. Now you have to say that rechitza, you learn from the actual pasuk itself. The chsiv is sach lo safti, that he didn't anoint himself. But it says in a double lashon, the sach lo safti. So why the double lashon? Take a look at Rashi, seven lines from the bottom. The Daniel, gavisicha nachron mirbuye de lishna, sach lo safti, matz l'mitna v'lo safti. Why the sach? It must be coming to be marbe, also rechitza. So sach lo safti is thinking of two things on the place. So you're right. But tali marbe kirboy, that is talking about sicha kishtia. That's not telling us anything about rechitza. But the sach is referring to rechitza, lo safti is referring to sicha. That's how Chazal understood the pasuk. Now there is a interesting tesis and a tesis yishanim, tesis on Amud Aleph, on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. Tesis talks about this idea of whether you're going to say that sicha is kishtia. So this is a lamdish question. How far do you take this Gemara? The Gemara left off, then it says about tavoina mayim b'kirbo. So there, that is talking about shtia, and it's equating shtia with sicha. So does that mean every time in halacha that you do anointing, it's considered as if you drunk? Now, if that would be so, it would come out, Tesis points out, a few chumas. For example, if when it comes to chaylev, so you took chaylev and you rubbed chaylev on top of your body, so chaylev is aser to drink. You could liquefy chaylev. So if you would say sicha kishtia, like the simple reading of this Gemara, would come out that it would be aser to do it. So Tesis says that can't be. Rabbein Tam says that can't be. We have Gemaras that say the only time it's aser to use chaylev to anoint is when we're talking about chaylev, which is aser b'hanah. For example, shara niskal. Shara niskal, its chaylev is aser b'hanah. But regular chaylev is not aser b'hanah. So then in such a case, says Tesis, if that would be so, if this was right, if you took this literally, sicha kishtia pshuto kemashrov, then that's what Tesis says on the bottom of Dimar Maskel Nisna will come out. Another nafkamina Tesis says is that there the Shita Rabbeinu Tam is that only for the first two inuim, it's a big machlokes rishonim, but the first two inuim, achila and shtia, that's nisr karis. All the other inuim are not subject to an isr karis. So Tesis says, if this Gemara would be meant to be taken literally, so then Rabbeinu Tam could never have said that, because sicha would be like shtia. So Elamai, so this Gemara means something. What does that something mean? It's a little bit unclear. But it's some type of asmachta that sicha is kishtia. Maybe you can learn a makar that it's included in things that are similar, but at the end of the day, it's not going to be Yisur D'oraisa. How does Tesis know that's not Yisur D'oraisa? Maybe there's three Inuim that are Asur Me'atara, or Ada Achiv Kares, excuse me, all five Inuim are Asur Me'atara, but maybe there's three, including Sicha, that's Yisur Kares, or maybe even five of them are Yisur Kares. We don't have a Mefurish in Gemara. So Tesis points out that we have leniencies in regards to Rechitza and Sicha, that the halacha is that if you're stuck, you're allowed to walk through water on Yom Tov, for example, on Yom HaKippurim, like similar to the case of being Ola Rego on Yom Tov as well. The case over there is if you're Meluchach Betit, so then you're allowed to wash off the dirt. So Tesis says if Rechitza would be Asur Min HaTorah, then we never would have allowed a person to wash off with dirt. So it must be. Rechitza is only in Isur D'Rabban. So Tesis says Sicha would probably be the same thing, and therefore Sicha Kishtia must be meant only as a Zecher L'Davar, never meant to be, according to Tesis, L'maisa. Not all Rishonim agree ad asof, that is, that there's absolutely no Nafkamina. There are some who try to construct other nafkaminas, but this is the Shita of Tosis, that this is just the Zeichel Adavar Sifu Kishtia. What's that? Zeichel Adavar is a way to remember that Sicha is on par with Shtia, is that we learn from Tavon Mayim Mikirba, is that Sicha is considered, it falls into that category. But not that it means La Halacha, that it's going to be that. Take a look at Tosis and Avoy Dezara. I'm sorry. One of the other Maramakomos. In Shabbos, exactly. And Daf Pei Vav. The sugi in Shabbos is in Netziv over there. In